rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Yes, I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show. We start the show every day with Chris's question. My question today is, gents, when you were children, if you could have chosen to be hired by one toy maker as a child, like that you think you could represent the best in commercials and whatever, like what would it have been? Like what was your jam?
I really liked Hot Wheels. They're cool.
Did you have the track, the Hot Wheels track?
I had lots of tracks.
Lots of tracks.
I did realize that dream later in life where for, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7 commercials, I was the voice of several Hot Wheels things.
Wow. Eventually, later in life. Wow. Mm-hmm. That must have been nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you use the tracks they were supposed to be used? Or did you make your own sort of...
You always set them up the way they're supposed to be used first.
Right.
Just to see what it's like, and then you combine them and do all sorts of fun stuff.
Jumps over like oven, like a stove, like gas stove.
Yeah, or you take them outside and like we make a little water pit or something in the sand.
So Hot Wheels.
Yeah, Hot Wheels probably.
Your jam, you would have been, yeah. James?
Probably my jam, but probably Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ninja Turtles, Lego. But yeah, like I loved G.I. Joe, but I didn't really know G.I. Joe, like the show as much. It was a little before my time, but the toys.
I like G.I. Joe's.
There's never been a better action figure because for some reason they got rid of the old elastic inside that holds the body together.
Yeah.
Those were the greatest toys ever until they got too loose.
And they were awesome.
All over the place. There's been no greater toy. Like, I love Ninja Turtles, but they didn't move the same.
No.
You know what I mean? You couldn't put them in suplexes and stuff. Like, you could do everything with the G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's were...
I had a friend whose brother always seemed to have those little black cat fireworks.
Okay.
So I used to take my G.I. Joe's and I'd like...
You blow them up?
No. You make it like a little sand or dirt prison and like put like bars that were made of wood and then you'd put the G.I. Joe in it and then you'd break them out and you'd blow
bust
the
them
doors
out
off with the firecrackers and stuff.
It's pretty deep.
What about you?
Lego or the little Green Army Men?
Oh, true.
Me and my older brother, who was much older than me, like 10 years older than me, when he used to come visit because he didn't live with us, we would take like 3 or 4 giant blankets.
And just make, like, throw
them all over the floor and make like
and that
crazy.
That was the terrain?
That was the terrain.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I had like 1,000 little Green Army Men and we'd send up like I had gray ones and green ones. So two different teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd set up huge battle scenarios.
Nice.
You're very limited to what you could like actually do with the figure. Like I was a big G.I. Joe guy too. It would have been G.I. Joe or Green Army Man. Transformers, I love them, but I was so bad at transforming them.
Weren't they kind of just like there for you to do?
Poor fine motor skills.
Yeah.
Roll out.
I guess that was Transformers, they were okay.
One of my favorite things to do was put popsicle sticks on the feet of my G.I. Joes, which are their skis.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get a big, thick one from the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And that would be a snowboard.
Yeah, you could do that.
I loved that.
This is, like, the Hot Wheels and stuff was when I was, like, quite young.
Yeah, same.
As I got older, I got, like, a new toy. It was just the cigarette rolling machine.
Yeah, that was your toy.
That was my main toy.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Little games, my parents.
Yeah.
See if you can roll a whole carton while you're watching the Dukes of Hazzard. See how many you can get done.
And then you get rewarded, complimented, and stuff. Good for you.
Yeah. Good job, son. You want a coffee?
Yeah.
Because that's a reward for rolling nicely packed cigarettes for your parents.
That's what an 8-year-old gets.
Eight to ten.
Yeah. A coffee.
When you moved out, it wasn't like, oh, we're going to miss Jason. They're going to miss their cigarette roller because you rolled the perfect darts.
Yeah. I think by that time, they just moved on to buying them. I wasn't around.
We're
going
to roll our darts now.
I'd been working at Wendy's for a while. I didn't have time to roll the darts.
Get out of there as quick as he could, man.
Yeah.
As quick as he could. His work ethic at Wendy's wasn't because he was a good employee. It's just all he could think of was making enough money to get out of the cigarette rolling factory.
Used to work like 70 hours a week and go to school. Good job.
You want a coffee? No, you kind of have a cigarette. No.
Hey, at least they didn't encourage you to smoke.
They had mice. Yeah. Don't do it. It's a filthy habit. Yeah. Now, go on. Roll some more for me.
So,
the Biggs and Bar Show.
Hockey playoffs are underway. And the Sens obviously not in. But there are a few Canadian squads out there trying their bestest. Oilers look terrible.
Yeah.
Well, they win 7-4.
7-4.
7-4. Decent outing for them. If we got any...
come on, L.A.
Westies living in the area listening.
God, I got a bet with the boss. Or boss
Adam.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, because he's a fan of...
Edmonton.
Right.
So when they were brutal, I said they weren't going to make the playoffs. And he said, I bet you $50. I said, I don't know about that.
Are you down $50 to him?
No, not yet.
Oh.
And then I said, okay, fine. They won't, if they make the playoffs, they won't make it out of the first round. And then they go on this miraculous run, finish second in the division. And now it looks like
miraculous.
They're cooking.
They're a pretty talented squad. It was just one of them.
Well, yeah, but the run they were 17 straight or something. But yeah, they look all right. I thought LA was going to weather the storm early and then get some dumb tip off a skate goal. Mm. It actually almost happened. I went, and then Edmonton turned up the gas.
Did you watch the whole late game?
No, not the whole late game. I watched the beginning usually.
You need to go to sleep, sir.
I usually watch the beginning. It's a sleep around 11. That's normally what I would do when there's no
really? You don't go to bed till 11?
Well, I'm in bed. Watch on my phone.
Man.
You watch a game on your phone?
Yeah, because I like the headphones. You hear a lot more. Crowd mic picks up stuff that you don't get from the TV, it seems. But when you're watching headphones, you can really get immersed.
Yeah, the Golden Cheaters won. They're up with their every season pretending to have injured players.
Yeah, it's wild.
Add to their roster, and then they come off injured reserve.
They're not the only team to do it, but Tampa did it. The most obvious. It's been Mark Stone every time.
Leafs won, so that series is now tied 1-1 with Boston.
Their fourth line played 10 minutes.
Played 10
minutes of ice. They're amazing. They did exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And a pretty exciting goal to win it.
Yes.
From Mr. Matthews. So it was nice.
It was a nice goal.
Big Poppy.
And
or
Canucks.
Just Poppy.
Canucks up 1-0 in there. In there.
Yeah.
And Jets up 1-0. So, I mean, most Canadian teams, I mean, all the Canadian teams are either up or tied in their So that's pretty solid. There's some hope early that somebody gets at least a couple rounds
in. Sportsnet's putting the thing out now. They're like, we've been cheering against each other for so long. Or it's a Boston Pizza commercial.
I didn't understand it. I saw that commercial. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, they're like, let's cheer together. Like, don't cheer against Canadian teams is what they're trying to push. I was like, it's one of my most hated teams are Canadian teams.
Cheer for the team you like.
Yeah.
I'm not cheering for your team just because they're from Canada.
Like, I remember I was cheering, God, I couldn't believe it, cheering for Boston when they played Vancouver in the finals.
I hate Vancouver.
I hate their fans. I just hate everything. I don't know.
The Boston fans are pretty dumb.
Oh, I hate Boston.
Did you see that
kid? That was before the Leafs started their trend of getting blown up by Boston.
Did you see that kid at the glass giving McCabe the double fingers?
No.
Yeah. He's everywhere now.
It's hard for the camera guys in Boston because half the crowd is just giving fingers to everybody. Like Boston scored last night and there was some big fat guy with a beard. Like, it wasn't me. And he was just giving fingers to everybody. Like he was Stone Cold Steve Austin out there.
Yeah.
Like, that's half of the Boston crowd.
Yo, Wicked! Hey! For Boston!
This game could be a wicked pizza.
Yeah. But still not my most hated team. Like, not even close, Boston.
No, I like Boston.
Yeah.
I just... But then you go to Toronto, and it'll just be like, oh, great, great job, team. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference in crowd, obviously.
Yeah.
Between Toronto and Boston.
Bro, come on,
bro.
You gotta shoot, bro. You gotta pass, bro.
That's only in the upper level.
Toronto men's down that.
Yeah, men's.
Ridiculous accent that all those idiot kids in Toronto speak with now. Yeah. It's insane.
The word bro can convey any emotion in Toronto.
And it's leaked to Ottawa, too, if you follow some Ottawa news Instagram pages. Yeah. Everyone's like, why is everyone talking? What's Toronto man slang? It's like, holy.
It's infuriating.
Time for me to log off.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It's maybe the most annoying speech pattern I've ever, ever heard. Anyways, yeah.
Playoffs.
Well, good luck, huh?
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show dedicated to stuff that caught our attention. Jamie, you want to go first?
Yeah. All right. Scene right out of the depths of hell. Was in London, Ontario.
Okay.
What happened?
A train with five rail cars that went up in flames as it was traveling through the town.
Yeah.
It looks like hell. Yeah, like a fire train. I don't know, because it was at night and it was just ablaze.
It looked pretty cool.
As it was still going ding, 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 like through.
Really? I'll look it up here.
It's pretty wild looking.
What was the reason? What happened? How did it catch on fire?
They're investigating
something
that.
Something hot. Okay.
Yeah, something hot.
So something hot.
Some jackasses.
Carrying used wooden railway ties.
Oh, okay.
No injuries reported, but...
But it looked neat.
It looked, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's quite the scene.
I guess it's rolling. Like, I don't know why.
Stopped at a train stop at a little side road, and that rolls by in front of you.
Yeah, probably. Right?
What is happening?
Ah, jeez.
Oops.
Didn't make the train. Got to wait for this train. Fire train goes by. Yeah, blaze train.
Start looking at the window for zombies and stuff. It's like, it's the world. Is this it?
Or Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a guy to jump over the train on a motorcycle. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's so bright. Like, it lights up the surrounding area. Obviously, fires can be bright.
Are bright. Yeah.
It is
a
movie scene, though. Like, that's not something you get to, like, ever see in real life. So that's pretty... That'd be pretty dramatic for sure if you were there. But they don't know. I don't know if it was... what do you call it?
Arson?
Arson, yeah. They don't know yet.
No, they don't know.
Okay. All right.
They're just saying no dangerous goods involved, so no chemicals are going to explode.
None of those black tankers, you don't know what's in them.
Ooh.
Gents, do you guys want to make $1,000? I don't think either of you can, though.
Okay.
Because neither of you are Wookiee rookies.
What the hell's a Wookiee rookie?
That's the funnest thing to say. Mm. So, Finance Buzz wants to play Wookiee rookie for $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movie in the Skywalker saga. So, there are more than 9 Star Wars movies, but there's only 9 in like the Star Walker story, right?
Okay.
Well, there's the original 3,
right?
And then there was the prequel that they made after.
Okay.
And then the 3 that just came out were also in that same.
Oh, in the
Skywalker storyline.
Okay.
All in the same world. They're all in Star Wars.
That's what I mean. But the Skywalker.
Well, there's the story of Anakin. There's the story of Luke, and then there's the story of Rhea, and all those are in the same timeline.
Yeah, okay.
So if you haven't seen any of them,
you can't
have watched them before.
Yeah, I've seen several of them,
and they want you to watch them in order. So you would go 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, because that's how they go in the timeline.
Sure.
Mm.
But yeah, so they're willing to. It's 25 hours and 7 minutes of
for
movie
$1,000,
and they would, and they'll also throw in $100 in snacks and streaming fees. You got to be 18 to apply, and they're doing it May 4th. So if you're interested,
all right,
yeah.
How do you prove that you've never watched?
Yeah,
the
can
movie?
I just lie?
Yeah, 100%. You can lie.
Okay.
And how do they know that you've even watched them?
Well,
through
the
streaming,
you can
just put it on, I guess, and
not actually
away,
watch it. Yeah.
I don't want to watch Jar Jar Binks again.
Well, you have to. You got to watch the prequels. At least you get those over with first.
Yeah.
The stinky 3 that are...
Oh, they were really bad? I never watched those ones.
Oh, my God. They were... They were visually unreal. Like, they were still Lucas.
Plus,
like
Star Wars.
Yeah, they look fantastic, but it's... It ruined Hayden, whatever, Christensen, whatever his name is. Yeah. It ruined his career because he was the
really?
Worst. Yeah, he was the worst Darth Vader you've ever...
He was Darth Vader?
Yeah, he was young. Yeah. He was...
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I don't know, I never watched him.
Not a spoiler. But anyways, yeah. Want to make $1,000?
Sure.
It's, what was this? Finance Buzz. Jason, what do you got?
Well, things happen on social media. Sometimes make you scratch your head. So there's a new trend of people washing their shredded cheese before they eat it. Now, shredded cheese comes in a bag for your convenience.
Yeah.
So you can just open it up and put it on stuff and you don't have to bother shredding it. But apparently because you ever notice like it's a bit dusty? So they put stuff in there so it doesn't stick together.
Yeah.
And an anti-caking agent. So Kraft uses cornstarch, which you can eat.
Yeah.
Another, some others use potato starch. There's another one that uses powdered cellulose, which is basically refined wood pulp, which you don't really want to consume a lot of. They're all safe in small doses.
Yeah.
Right? But people don't like it. So instead of just shredding their own cheese, they're washing it.
It does sound like an extra step that you can avoid just by shredding your own.
Shredding your own cheese.
Yeah, they dump it into like a colander and they rinse it and then they spread it out to let it dry on paper towel. You know how long that takes? You've taken the convenience away totally.
Yeah. That's a really weird...
You just shred your own cheese, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like, I have purchased bags of shredded cheese in the past for the convenience.
I don't like them right now.
I like to shred my own cheese. Yeah. I think it tastes better, but, you know.
If you're looking for convenience,
there's an old-fashioned way to do it. You just shred
it.
It's just
a little bit of cornstarch, right? Or whatever you said. In the major Kraft one. Yeah, yeah. Who cares? All right, yeah. Well, wash your cheese, man.
Shred your own.
I wonder, so if they didn't, they would just be big clumps of cheese probably, right? Like by the time you got
them. Well, if you shred your own cheese and you shred too much of it and you leave it in the fridge or whatever, or leave it out. The fridge is okay, but if you let it warm up, it starts to melt.
Yeah. Just turn a big old hunk. It goes back to its original form. All right, yeah.
Washing cheese, man.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line. Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You want to reach us, it's very simple. You just call 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We have an answering machine. We play them twice a day. Jamie, what do we got this morning?
Well, we got a call yesterday, actually, about a guy who wanted to give a pro tip about walking in the woods, okay? Oh,
right. Hey, boys. So I decided to go for a walk in the woods tonight. Well, not tonight, but like 7 o'clock in my flip-flops, and my feet are absolutely covered in mud. I feel like an idiot. I can't wash them off. I can't get to the stream. And it's a terrible feeling. So if you're going to go for a walk in the woods, wear shoes. All right, bye.
We said, yeah.
Yeah, pro tip, wear shoes when walking.
Yeah, which led to me asking if wearing flip-flops at the grocery store is disgusting.
Yeah.
I find it disgusting.
Yeah.
And then that led to another phone call, right, James?
Yes, it did.
I'd be surprised if the idiot wearing flip-flops in the bush wasn't a hot button. I might have wore flip-flops when I was 4, and that would be at the beach. And they only belong at the beach. A person walking with flip-flops has got to be on the top 5 most annoying noises that a person can make. I'd rather hear a horse clopping down a paved road than somebody wearing flip-flops. That's ridiculous. And you can now get your pizza at Tim Hortons. They're in competition with Little Caesars. Ain't that exciting?
Thanks for that, Ed.
The project, the pizza's now everywhere.
Oh, great.
There was just a few Tims you could get their pizza, but now it's everywhere. He just wanted to let everybody know.
Oh, good, thanks. Does he work for them?
I don't know. That slide flop, because nobody ever lifts their feet when they're walking in flip-flops, so you get that slip-plop, 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 makes me nut.
It's not a great sound.
Not a fan of the shoes at all.
I love them. I love them summertime.
Yeah, because you're a lazy slob, so you like slip-flop.
Are you talking about the ones with the thing that goes in between your toes, or are you talking about slides?
Slides.
Yeah.
Not thongs, as they call them. Those are terrible.
Yeah. Slides are slightly better than the toe thong.
Because the toe thong, you really have to grip them kind of when you walk, so it makes the extra...
Both. Yeah. Just tape a piece of cardboard to your foot. Or just come out barefoot, because it's basically what you're doing anyways. You disgusting humans. I can't stand it.
You're really upset about it.
There's a fairly thick layer of rubber and material between your foot and the floor.
So I guess the question is there a more annoying sound a human being can make? Besides now, let's disqualify, like, people that were born with an awful voice. We can't count that.
So, like...
Is there a noise that human beings make that is more annoying than the flip-flop noise?
Like the clicking of a pen constantly? Is that annoying you guys?
That's pretty annoying. But that's nobody uses pens anymore, so you don't... That's not really a constant.
No one uses pens.
Who uses pens?
I use a pen every day.
Yeah, but not like in a workplace. Most people are mostly typing and stuff like that in a workplace. Not using a pen or a, you know.
Uh-huh.
You
don't,
I can't remember. I guess we don't work a desk, so I don't.
Yeah. I literally use a pen every day.
Yeah,
every
okay. Day. I use one like around the house and stuff.
Yeah.
But so there's that.
Clickety clack. I'm trying to think. Usually, clickety clacks are the most annoying noises.
They annoy you more than
squeaky shoes.
Jeez, yeah, I don't like squeaky shoes. Can't watch basketball because of it.
Okay, so you'd be in like a gym situation and squeaky shoes.
Yeah. Or just like, does the sound of children in general count?
I think you could, yeah. Like, not like a specific child, but like a group. Like, because again, a child can't choose out what its voice sounds like. But I mean, like.
Yeah, not a specific.
A bunch of children playing and having a good time. Really, yeah.
There's always like one kid in the group that screams for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Or squeals. Male, female. Doesn't matter. I find that the most annoying noise. A baby crying, I can't stand. I don't know how the human race has continued.
They were all like me. There's different baby cries, though. There's the cute little, newborn. Yeah, yeah. That one doesn't bother me. Well,
then there's the blood-curdling scream.
Yeah. The baby crying.
More toddlers having a fit is a way worse noise than a baby
I'll
crying.
I'll tell you. It's a poopy noise.
Yeah, you're right in there. You're right in there.
Oh, is it a noise?
Heavy nose breathing while chewing. The...
Yeah, that's annoying too.
It's a terrible human noise. But if you have one, leave it on our Dougie line.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see if we can turn this into a hot button by 7:40. So 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Auto. What? On a Bigs and Bar Show.
We've been having trouble getting a contestant because first we called Jeff, and Jeff didn't answer his phone, just went to voicemail, and that irritated
probably with
us.
A G.
Then the next one just had this weird sort of, you know, nuclear war noise. And
we have a human. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
Pete.
All right, Pete. Are you familiar?
How you doing?
We're good. How's the day? What are you doing? What do you have to do?
Not too bad so far. Just starting work.
All right. Where do you work?
Catholic School Board.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also with you.
Custodial technician.
Oh, custodial engineer.
Sweet. Do you get to go up on the roof and throw the tennis balls down and make all the children extremely happy? Okay. You got...
He hung up.
He hung up.
Shall I call him back?
All we want to do is give someone $500 in fuel from Shell and CAA. This will be the fourth call now.
Yeah. Some days it's just, you know.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's it. It's damn crumbling cookies.
Let's see. Hey.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah,
that's
me.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to not hang up on us this time or what?
Oh, is that me?
Yes, Pete.
It wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
All right.
Okay, you're going to have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board, which is all the slots on our Plinko board. I have $500 in fuel courtesy of CAA and Shell. All right, Pete?
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. The California gull is the official bird of what U.S. city?
Salt Lake City.
If somehow you're able to see him, wish this WWE legend a happy 47th birthday.
John Cena.
What anniversary are the Ottawa Red Blacks celebrating in 2024?
Oh, jeez. Pass.
What English playwright was born today in 1564 and died today in 1616?
Ooh, pass again.
What is worse, a bad headache or a bad tummy ache?
Ooh, I'm going to say tummy ache.
All right, let's... right. I thought you might choose that.
Yeah.
Let's go over your questions, or your answers. What is worse, a bad headache or a bad tummy ache? You said tummy ache. That's what it says here.
I'm going to agree.
Because he can just, yeah.
I'm going to guess none of you have ever had a terrible headache. Like a
migraine.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
I never had like a full migraine.
Anyway, he can have it.
Tummy, you could put you on the floor. You can't really take anything. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm worried about soiling myself.
And
I get headaches pretty regularly. Not migraines, but regular headaches. So you just kind of.
All right. Well, we'll give it to him.
Do you know 4% of people have never had a headache?
I wish I was that 4%.
That's crazy.
Imagine never having one.
What a gift.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
What English playwright was born today in 1564 and died today in 1616? The little-known William Shakespeare.
Come on, man. I know you're a janitor. Where are you working the school board?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I know you're a janitor?
Well, like he doesn't teach it, but he's around it all the time.
What anniversary are the Ottawa Red Blacks celebrating 2024? You passed on that. It's their 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary.
I got to make it look like I'm trying to crap on janitors. I'm not crapping on janitors at all.
It sounded like
I think you made it look like it. Yeah.
I did not mean that in any negative way.
I know you're a janitor, but.
No, I just meant like you're in a school. I know
it's
you
a custodial engineer.
It. Whatever.
Poor Pete standing in the shade from Chris right now.
Not at all.
If somehow you're able to see him, wish this WWE legend a happy 47th birthday. You knew that was John Cena. And the California gull is the official bird of what U.S. city? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, Pete, you didn't win, but not bad for a janitor.
Another one.
Yeah.
You're on the ball today, eh?
Yeah.
Just
a tennis ball
friend.
Off the roof.
Just playing, friend. You know? Nothing but love, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy your day, okay, buddy?
Okay, fellas. Okay. Have a good one.
You too, bud. Ciao. Just, you know, chirping our pal Pete. I don't know about you guys, but I grew up with some of the best custodial, whatever they want to call themselves now. Janitors. They were janitors when I was in school.
Yeah.
They were caretakers
best guys
for a
ever.
While. Yeah.
Best guys ever, man.
In our school, our guy was creepy.
Was he? He was a creeper?
He may not have been, but we all thought he was creepy.
Yeah, we had a guy, like, bad news. He had a glass eye.
Oh, yeah.
In grade, like, in an elementary school in the 90s. Like, you have a glass eye, you're going to be
tough,
the
it's
the end of some jokes.
Yeah, our guy had, like, a pretty wicked limp, and he was an old dude, but he was awesome, man. Everyone loved him.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of keys.
Yeah, they did have a lot of keys. A lot of keys and a lot of access to the roof that no one knew.
Oh, yeah.
We never figured out how they got up there.
And the mysterious boiler room.
From inside, probably.
There was a stairwell probably in some closet or some ladder. But
I was a custodial engineer at a school. I'd spend so much time on the roof.
Oh, my God. I'd live up there. I'd have a lawn chair up there and a fridge and a radio. Where's Chris? I don't know. He must be cleaning the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah.
Making a wobbly pop on the roof. Spot in the show, each step up with a story that caught our attention that others might not be aware of. Jamie, you wanted to go first, yeah?
Yeah, just a reminder, if you haven't heard yet, starting next week, we're kicking off another world tour.
Nice.
We've done some big ones in the past. This one might be the biggest.
What's up? What's going on?
AC/DC.
Come on now.
At Wembley.
Wow. That would be quite the trip.
Yeah.
What, right?
That would be quite the trip. That's fantastic.
Saw them many, many years ago, which a lot of people did at SARS Stock or whatever they called it in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, okay, cool, AC/DC. Stole the show, obviously.
Yeah.
They're
pros.
It was amazing. So to see them in that type of venue and to not have to pay for it.
That'd be great.
To
nice
win
trip
it here.
To England.
Yeah. So that starts next week.
I wonder if they'll be wearing black.
And they'll be back in black.
Yeah,
probably.
I wonder. Probably. All right, that starts next week.
Yeah.
So good luck to everybody on that.
Yes,
mine is a little video that's starting to go a little more viral this week about a beaver that was hanging around the market. Here, listen.
Yeah, get him off the road.
Holy shit, a beaver on Dalhousie. That is crazy.
Just a beaver.
Just a beaver walking
around, yeah.
I wonder if he escaped the Beaver Tails place.
Yeah, he's the CEO. He's checking it out.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Oh, like the undercover boss kind of thing? Except he's a beaver, so he's not very undercover.
Is there a rodent? Are beavers rodents?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
That's more adorable than a beaver.
Nope.
I don't think any. Maybe the capybaras. They're pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're great. Porcupines are all right. They're just, you know, no one wants to touch them. Are they rodents? I don't know.
Guinea pigs are cute.
Yeah,
but beavers are so chill usually. It's doing their thing. They got like an adorable little waddle, like they, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
If
like
you head
Justin
to the,
Bieber there.
The aquarium in Brockville.
Uh-huh.
You can go see Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
And he lives in a 6x6 glass gross.
They take him out all the time.
I know. He gets lots of walk stuff, and he gets lots of nice lettuce.
But the saddest thing about him is that they have a bunch of sticks in his enclosure, so they can keep him busy because he just goes and piles the sticks in the front of this water. And I think every day they just rip down whatever he's built.
He wakes up in the morning
so
and
frustrating.
Chuck it over on the other side of the room again, so he's got to go and build
like
it every day.
Imagine you cut your lawn, and it's the nicest lawn cut of all time, but every morning you get up, and it's grown back. That's what it's like for him. It'd be so annoying.
It would be terrible. All right. Jason, what do you got?
Well, they did a poll, and they found that a third of people wouldn't actually mind living in a van.
Down by the river?
Well, it could be down by the river, yeah. So they asked 30,000 people, and they said, would you ever consider van life? So, you know, there was a big trend, especially during the pandemic, to convert, you know, old vans and campers and stuff, and people go live in them and travel in them, whatnot. But I wouldn't mind. I would do it.
Like some of those ones that they convert are amazing.
I'm not talking some bus-sized thing either. Just talking something small.
Converted, yeah. I think it'd be great. Like if you didn't have any responsibilities, were you worried about, you could just travel across the continent in a van,
set up a solar panel on top or something, fantastic. Right? That's what they do.
Yeah, and like a sprinter van or something. Yeah. You could stand up in it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet, man.
I wouldn't mind at all.
No. Damn family wrecking our dreams of freedom.
Living in a van down by the river.
Well, you could still have your house. You could just travel in a van for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to give everything up to
it. Oh, okay. It's not one
or the other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, like, you could still have it. If you had the means, I suppose you could do it.
Fair enough. You sure it's not one or the other?
I mean, we could make it that way if it makes your life easier.
No, I don't want to give up my family. I enjoy
sleeping
my
in Walmart parking lots for teasing. A year.
I mean, like maybe one weekend a month if I could just go sleep in a van.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah. No, they're crazy, some of those vans, man.
Oh.
And there's so many YouTube channels now. People like,
doing
that, like just as a life choice. There's a guy who lives in a teepee. You seen that guy on YouTube? He just has horses and he.
Really?
Lives in a teepee in the middle of a field.
Really? I hadn't seen him.
But yet somehow has cameras and full access to the internet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's a bit strange. But anyways. All right. Listen, we got a hot button, boys.
We do.
And it's the most annoying sound a human being can make. That's the topic. And we got some fuzz, some Dougies to play them, and some text to read coming up on Channel 1.
Hot button.
Discussion today is about what's the most annoying noise a human being can make. And because it came out of the flip-flop sound.
Yeah.
That your flip-flops make.
Not necessarily a natural noise, like from the human body, but like what something the human does that makes a sound.
Mm-hmm. That is extremely annoying. And we've got a bunch of input on it, so let's get to it.
Flip-flops are top on the list. My wife actually does it on purpose to make that noise just to piss me off. And second, open mouth chewers. That's the close second to it. It's like, close your darn mouth. It's like, it's absolutely nauseating.
Yeah. Open mouth chewers and the heavy nose breathers.
Yeah.
When they're eating.
We got a lot of people that don't like the food smacking and open mouth chewers.
Human beings chewing with their mouth open is by far the most annoying sound a human being can make.
Yeah. Yeah, someone texted, it's food smacking and it's not even close. That's why old people are so gross when they eat.
What?
Something about aging makes people forget to close their mouths.
What?
They don't have the strength anymore.
Maybe a generalization.
Yeah. We got another Dougie line.
Some guy jiggling his full pocket change to a point where it's annoying. Also, someone continually jiggling their cat. Thank you for using text to landline.
Oh, somebody text the landline.
Yeah.
Our text number is 762-555. Our Ducky line is different. 216-3849.
Yeah, text we got. Nose whistling.
Yeah.
But most people, it annoys themselves with the nose whistle more than others.
Oh, and maybe
corduroy pants. Very strong flashback to my youth when I would be sleeping and my mom would be upset I was sleeping still and I would hear her coming down the hall in her corduroys. And I'd be like, I'm up! Before she even got to the door. Because you can hear the cords coming. She was on a quick pace.
Is your mother trying to make a point when she's in a fight with your father being extra loud in the kitchen with all the drawers?
Yeah.
Something like that. Is that one of the most annoying noises?
Yeah, it is. So my wife does that now. What are you talking about? Bang, slam, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes, I get you're mad.
We got another call here.
Yeah.
How about somebody eating out of like a glass bowl and they've got the spoon and they're trying to scrape every little bit at the end and it's just clinking, 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 clinking. Fries mean nuts.
Yeah, I love doing that on purpose.
A fork dragging it, like people that are very
aggressive eaters,
aggressive with their forks, and you can hear the fork dragging scraping across the plate. That's way more annoying to me than just a couple little spoon tangles at the end. Oh, like spinning something? Like
no, like they're guys do it at the end of their yogurt. You're trying to scrape every last morsel of yogurt at the bottom of the thing, and it's just like they do a thing on Letter. They do a thing on Letterkenny about that too. But yeah.
Throat clearer? Why? What's wrong with clearing your throat?
If it's constant.
Yeah.
It's Tic Tacs in your pocket? How often are you running into that? he's got them Tic Tac in their pocket, guys.
That guy's nickname better be Tic Tac.
Yeah, well, it is now. How is that a thing that it's happened to you enough where it becomes an irritant? Who in your workplace is just the Tic Tac man? Like, what? Mint guy?
It seems a common theme with most of these are noises produced by your face.
Yeah.
mouth. Mouth chewing is a big one. Definitely. Blowing your nose.
What?
Find a bathroom for snot's sake. I'm not going to go find a bathroom every time I want to blow my nose. If you got to blow your nose, you blow your nose. Yeah. It's grosser when my stepfather used to do it in a handkerchief and then jam it back in his pocket.
Wild. Wild times.
That is the most insane
it was gross,
behavior in
Can you imagine that? History.
Yeah.
A few years
my
ago.
God.
It's some old man just hawking lugs in his pocket.
Just storing it. What are you storing it for? What do you keep? I'll find a clean corner and then they got to look through it and find a clean spot after and do it again. Yeah. Oh, it was the grossest. It was the grossest. Anyways, all right. We'll let this roll for a day or two. If you got more, keep them coming to our Dougie line, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. It's our hot button.
Hot button. Be the least. Be the absolute least.
Boring.
So long. If you're wondering why that Jamie made that amazing edit, because it used to be called Don't Be Boring.
And it was
that was impossible.
Everyone was boring.
That was impossible. So we just calling it Be the Least Boring. So you have 60 seconds to keep us interested with a story. As soon as you're boring, you're going to get this noise right here. Oh, of course it doesn't. Come on.
Should we start with Mark?
Yeah, let's start with Mark. Hey, Mark.
How's it going today?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
Your 60 seconds is starting. What do you got?
I got concert story. It's my first concert. It was early 80s.
I'm already bored of that.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Yeah. This person was Nicole, but then we lost Nicole, okay. So I don't know who this is.
Hi, what's your name? What's your story?
Terrible phone line.
Can't hear you.
It's not your fault, sir, but your phone line
might have been a good story,
horrendous.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Corey.
Good morning, Corey. You got 60 seconds.
Good morning,
seconds.
Guys. How are you?
Good. Be the least boring. Go.
Oh, okay, this is a live event that's happening right now. I'm a delivery driver. I pulled over my 24-foot delivery truck and to reset my GPS. And when I turn the signal on to get back on the road, I hear the scraping, like real loud, like the drive shaft dropped out of the truck. I get around the corner, pull over, and I look underneath, and my storage box where I store stuff underneath has dropped. The weld from the winter's rust
You mentioned winter's rust?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
Thanks for calling, though.
Do you want us to... I mean, we all listened for a while. Should I keep him on hold in case he is the least boring?
Live event, right? Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Chris then.
Hi, good morning, Chris. Be the least boring. Go.
I got some funny hitchhiking stories that I had back in the 90s. So we got picked up by Dan Aykroyd's bodyguard in a black Monte Carlo, spilling over. This guy was so big, he was spilling over the front seat. We didn't believe him that it was Dan Aykroyd's car. We checked in the glove box. Sure enough, the ownership, Dan Aykroyd's car. It was on Buck Lake. Anyway, and then our next ride, we ended up getting into a back of a pickup truck that had dirt all in the back with a tarp over top. We had to get in the back of the cab. Guy's driving like 100 clicks an hour, kind of like 15. All the dirt is just flying everywhere. We had it all in our hair, all in our clothes, everything. We finally get to his cottage out on Buck Lake, and his parents had company over, and they're like, yeah, sorry, you guys don't get your bedroom tonight to hang out and play a Nintendo 64, and now you get to go camp out in a two-man tent outside in the rain with
water. Yeah, should have just stuck with the Dan Aykroyd's Bodyguard story.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on. Want to take one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay.
He hung in there for a while.
He did.
He kept me interested for a good chunk, but then he was reaching. Hi, good morning, Shay.
How you doing? My name's Nick.
Nick, be the least boring. Go.
Well, let me tell you, the time I met Gord Downie in an airport with the rest of the Tragically Hip, I'm sitting there on the way to go see them in the Cayman Islands after a contest that you guys and the Bear back in the day had put on.
I'm sitting
there in the airport, and I see this person with really tight white pants and really long hair, and I'm like, that's a dude, and I don't think that those tight white pants should be on that person. Turn around, it's Rob Baker. I'm like, what? The rest of the guys got to be here. I'm looking around. Gord's sitting two rows in front of me by himself, hanging out by himself. I had a chance to meet him, talk to him again in the Cayman Islands.
All right. Cool. You know what that whole story is? I met the Tragically Hip at the airport.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, a cool story, but I mean...
All right, so we got Chris in Dan Aykroyd's car. We got that guy who met the Tragically Hip in an airport, and then Corey's drive shaft fell off or something.
I go Dan Aykroyd's car guy.
I would think so.
It was the most animated and entertaining story. We hung on the longest. I mean, that's got to be the...
Chris, you're the winner.
The winner. Congratulations. You got $100 in Lotto and $500 in Shoppers Drug Mart.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
No worries. Thank you. Hang on. All right. I mean,
yeah.
Stuff, right? You got to think of a story. Like, what's my best story? Like, that's a good story, the Dan Aykroyd.
Sure was,
right?
Yeah.
But it's a good lesson in, like, attention getting. Like, you got to grab us right away with something, and then you got to deliver. Like, you can't just, like, sure, oh, interesting. Me and the Tragically Hip, but there was nothing interesting about the actual story. So, like,
I went up to them, and Gord Downie punched me in the face. Like,
yeah.
That would have been,
or he paid for your flight.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, like, that would have been,
I know, you're right. It's an exciting event to meet somebody that you
admire so
admire,
much, right?
I get it. For sure. The rest of it, like, none of us got to meet him. We weren't there. It's got to be some entertainment factor. But, I mean, not the worst round ever, you know? You guys both cringed when it came up on the wheel, but I don't think it was
that was fine. Been worse.
Yeah, it has been. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. I am going to go first, gents, if you don't mind. You guys like the roasts, the comedy roasts?
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I like seeing clips of them. I don't know if I watch a whole thing.
Yeah, the highlights are usually better.
That's a good point.
But there's one coming of Tom Brady. It's May 5th, so not that far away, and Kevin Hart's hosting it, and Jeff Ross looks like he's on the he's always on the roast. That's all he does.
Yeah, that's his job.
Pretty much everything he does. And then we'll see who else they get in there.
Does it have, like, a title?
Like Kiss Your Kid?
Yeah, like Kiss Your Kid, Tom.
Kiss Your Kid Roast?
Yeah, Kiss Your Kid Roast.
I think it's called The Greatest Roast of All Time or something.
Doubt that.
I do enjoy... when they're good sports. It's always better when they're good sports about it. And I don't think anyone really, aside from, like, the kissing your kid stuff and leaving your wife to go back to play football again and it not working out. Like, what other real things are there that they can...
Well, deflated balls and things, I'm sure that...
I guess, sure, but...
But, like, to really hurt him.
Like,
I don't know enough about him other than just, like, you know...
Kisses.
Some of them are sad.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they go cutthroat on people that have had it, like the Hasselhoff one and like some other ones, you're just like, oh, God. Like, their lives are tragic, some of them. Yeah. And they just hammer them for the whole roast.
But it does make it better when you see the roastee just laughing.
Of course.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even at the worst things people say about them.
Like, what was his name there? Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen,
His life was a total
Dumpster fire.
And he was,
I'm still rich.
Yeah. That was great.
Remember the Dean Martin celebrity roasts? And they would all be so drunk.
I don't remember those.
No, but you never see the highlights of those ones?
It's always, it's the same jokes.
It's the same jokes and none of them are funny
at all. They're terrible.
You can watch that without cracking a smile nowadays.
Literally, yeah. So anyways, it's on Netflix on May 5th if you're interested.
All right.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
So going on in the States right now, a very well-publicized, in a sense, trial of Donald J. Trump for the hush money business fraud kind of case. So he hush money, but then he wrote it off as like a business expense, and that's what they're saying.
It's amazing.
The fraud, right?
It's amazing.
So anyway, so they this is an audio from a juror who was dismissed.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get selected in the jury selection process, but this clip has kind of gone a bit viral.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away, and when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
He looked less orange.
Less orange.
I mean, I guess it's a good compliment. Thing. Yeah. Yes, I mean, yeah. I would like to look less orange.
And he probably is pretty bored with all of this.
Yes, just wants to get on with his stuff.
Yeah.
Because he has to sit there and be quiet.
Yeah. Oh, he hates being quiet.
He's not. That's not his jam, man.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't like listening to anyone.
No. He's never had to.
No. So that's gonna be a tough day for him. Yeah,
no wonder he looks bored. Yeah. Wants to get it over with.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. That's a great clip, though.
Yeah.
Looks less orange. I mean, if he should run with that.
Less orange
than you think. Like 2020?
Yeah. All right, Jason, what do you got?
Well, good news for you, Chris, and how you're perceived in your neighborhood.
What do you mean?
A new study says that the livelier your front yard is, with things like gnomes in it, the more content and neighborly you seem.
Seem. Yeah.
Like, how many gnomes do you have at your house?
Outdoor gnomes?
Yeah.
Not many.
I thought you had them all outside.
No, indoor. We had Christmas. We have outdoor, like at Christmas, we have the trees that they decorate like a gnome.
Uh-huh.
So, like a little mini tree. It's got like a nose of a gnome and a hat. We have those. My brother sent us, because he's a jackass, inflatable Easter gnomes that you blow up on the lawn.
That's amazing.
Did you put those out?
Yeah, for like a day.
Well, still. On Easter, seem content today.
I got my little Kansas City Chiefs gnome outside sometimes.
That's a lot of gnomes.
So good thing you don't have any gnomes outside then.
No, but like if you took 365 days of the year, there'd be gnomes outside like 3 weeks.
Okay.
For the rest of the time.
But they're thematic gnomes. Do you think you're known in the neighborhood as the gnome guy?
100% he is, Jason.
More the thematic lights guy, because we have we have the lights we can change, like the permanent lights.
So that is presenting your yard as you're a neighborly guy.
We always have a theme. Yeah. Like right now, it's autism month, so we have it blue.
Uh-huh.
You know, for Valentine's Day, we made it all pink and white. Easter, all the Easter colors.
Uh-huh.
That's probably known as the annoying light neighbor.
No, neighborly, I think.
Neighborly.
I think you're neighborly.
You seem neighborly now to all your neighbors.
I am neighborly.
In contrast, I think in my neighborhood, I'm just known as the prick.
Just your neighborhood?
No, extended beyond that.
Oh, okay. People that walk by my house.
Wasn't sure.
Yeah. You're the silent prick. Jamie's the one who yells at kids. So, I mean,
and you're the neighborly guy.
Jamie stares at his window, bangs on his.
Yeah.
Get off my yard! That's Jamie. So, yeah, all right. Okay, I'll be the neighborly guy.
Yeah, you're the neighborly. You, my evidence would suggest.
Yeah, I talk to my neighbors. I got fun light schemes going on. Yeah. I got gnomes on the grass. That's me. You can also hear me yelling at my back door. Lowey!
You're the dog yeller, the neighborly gnome guy, and your thematic lights.
All right, well, hey, you know.
Worst things to be known for.
In a neighborhood, there are much worse things to be known for.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Call 24 hours a day. You got something in your craw, something you want to brag about, something, a question, whatever it is. Just leave it for us. Jamie, what do we got?
Now, the question was asked by you yesterday, actually. What bird would you use to steal something for you? And we figured a falcon is the best,
right? That wasn't the question.
What was the question?
My God.
What would you get it
if you had a falcon?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
What would you have them steal for you?
It was yesterday, bro.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said
even
yesterday.
I remember. That's
but
weird.
You don't remember what it was? It was yesterday.
I don't think you're the one to be throwing stones about remembering things from a day prior. That's a fair thing to say to you. That's a fair thing to say without you getting upset at
that's
me.
That's fair. I'm surprised I remembered.
And it wasn't that different. Like, they wouldn't even, it didn't even
opposite.
Need to be said.
It was completely different.
Oh, whatever. The call's about a Falcon stealing golf balls. We don't need to play.
Why
hey,
not?
Nicole, what is
hey,
wrong
boys,
with you?
About your Falcon question, I'd have it steal golf balls, especially if I lived near a course. Then I never have to buy golf balls again, and I can always resell recycled balls for some cash money. Anyway, I think that's enough for Falcon to carry, and that's my toyic. Bye.
So he's making money off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Golf balls would be a good thing. I just think about how many trips, like, that seems, doesn't sit like a time. You know the amount of time it would take
two
to
at a time.
Bring yeah, back two I golf guess, balls yeah. at a time.
Seen it? Have you ever seen a bird of prey like rip?
Yeah, they can rip.
And they don't mind repetitive tasks.
That's
like
true.
if you've seen a bird build a nest and stuff, like they're back and forth all the time, little bits of stuff.
We had a text after we talked about it. Somebody said purses. And that was probably the best answer.
I guess so. But then yeah, you're ruining someone's day. Like I get there like. Credit cards and ID and stuff all done.
It's true. Can they return it after? Just bring it. I'll take out any sort
just the cash?
Of valuable that's in it instead okay. of
and how much cash is there in purses
yeah,
anymore?
Yeah, not much anymore. Not yeah. I've had like a 20 in my wallet for 3 years.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. All right, James.
Okay. A guy's really mad at the weather. Well, more so us, I think. Okay.
Good morning, guys. Question. When you guys are telling the weather, when you say it's -4, -5, -1, why do you need to say +4, +3, +5? We know it's above zero. We're not that stupid, you know? You don't need to tell us it's plus. Just say 4, 5. And when it's minus, then say minus. Anyways, have a good day. Thanks.
Au contraire, friends, some people are that stupid,
yeah.
especially depending on the time of the year, right?
And
if it's a time of year where the temperature may fluctuate between minus and plus, you like to differentiate. If it's the middle of summer, we're not going to say +30.
No.
No.
You know.
And that would be me, probably more than
I'll
Jason.
Say it I don't too.
Think, have you the said plus, yeah, plus 4, plus 5?
Like if it's going down yeah. to -3 in the night, but then the next day it's going to be +3, yeah. I will differentiate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be clear and yeah. It's a weird hill to die. It's a weird thing to be that upset yeah. about.
He's
to be
pretty upset.
Like he's pretty riled up about it.
But I also it bothers me though when people say like 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it's redundant.
Like, you know, now this isn't really redundant. Saying the you're
no,
just giving
just
extra
clarifying.
Detail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is a thing you would assume if you don't hear minus, it's going to be plus. So I understand.
Depending
that.
On the time of year, though.
But. I mean, you're real upset about it, so I don't...
I'll gladly stop doing the weather if you want.
No, because then someone's going to get mad at that.
Yeah. I think you just keep doing it the way you're doing. We're sorry, sir, but if it slips in once in a while, it's gonna happen.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah,
I'm going to start saying it on purpose now just
every
to piss
single
him
time.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want me to end with the positive?
Sure.
If that's that guy's biggest problem, I'm sure things are going all right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's a good way to close it off.
It's plus 8 right now. Later on today, it'll go up to +16.
Oh, wow.
I love how we tell anything. Hey, call us. Tell us mm-hmm. anything. And as soon as anyone critiques anything we do, we
say we wouldn't rip them.
We become the spidiest bunch of the
that's
fellas.
That's not even a critique.
Yeah.
It's just a weird stance.
Yeah, it is not. It's something that I wouldn't even notice or care about for
tomorrow +6, but -6 at night.
Oh, what?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. You know that. Maybe it's from Sweden because their flag's
big
plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
That's Switzerland.
Damn it.
Well, Sweden, they have one, but it's kind of. Off
it's
kilter.
A little plus, sort of,
it's a,
right?
It's a little, yeah, cockeyed yeah. plus.
Blue and yellow, right?
Yeah.
The Swiss flag?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweden.
No, the Sweden flag's blue and yellow, yeah.
Yes. But Swiss is red and white.
Yes.
Okay.
White plus.
One of them's got good cheese. That's all I know.
Swiss.
Yeah.
And
Swiss
chocolate.
Cheese.
And chocolate, yeah.
Yeah.
What do the Swedes do?
That's oh, they got a lot of, they got good do-it-yourself furniture.
All right. IKEA.
That's true, yeah.
IKEA.
A flat pack
and
furniture.
Safe cars.
Yeah. That furniture is a
safe automobiles.
Plus. Okie doke. You want to reach us? Here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Call us anytime. Leave us a message. We hope you have a great day. It's supposed to rain in the afternoon, so enjoy the sun this morning. +16 for the high today. We our podcast every day is on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else you get a podcast. If you want to go subscribe for free, that'd be a swell. Big Some Bar Show. Amy's coming up with another name at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Anything else?
If you didn't miss it,
the World Tour is coming back Monday, and we're sending people to Wembley to see AC/DC, so that's pretty sick.
That's amazing.
That starts Monday. All the info is at show106.com. Soon, if it's not there already, it will be. Anything else?
I don't think so. Go Jets tonight. Hockey playoffs.
Winnipeg Jets.
No, yeah, they go.
I'm indifferent to the Jets. I don't care if they win or lose.
I think Winnipeg deserves
it. Who are they playing?
Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado's had enough winning.
Yeah. They have like the couple of the best players in the world.
Yeah, enough. What's Winnipeg got? Nothing.
Yeah, literally.
Mosquitoes and
stabbings. A whole lot of stabbings.
A lot of stabbings.
Let them win one round at least.
Yeah.
Something to cheer about in the peg.
Yeah.
All right. Have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.